Welcome back, everybody, to the Morning Wake-Up. We always say that as we get ready to start a new segment here, another topic of interest. And this one in-state, by the way, always the podcasts are available at 1320wils.com. You click on the media tab, my name and picture, and there they are. You can access all of our interviews going back to, well, the dawn of time. Or whenever a podcast came into play. And then, of course, so we're live streaming there as well. We're happy to talk about a subject today. Well, first of all, the city of Frankenmuth. When you think of Frankenmuth, what do you think about? You think about family sit-down, chicken dinners, and Christmas decorations, and a lot of German influence. Well, that's all true, but there's more going on there than meets the eye, especially on the agriculture side. Every year, Michigan honors the state one business out there that has done exceptionally well in spreading the word and spreading our goods from this good earth overseas, exporting, the Michigan Ag Exporter of the Year. And this year, it's West Milling Company. They're in Frankenmuth, and they are the 2015 Michigan Agriculture Exporter of the Year. Vice President for West Milling, Rob Chandonnet, joins us now this morning to discuss. Congratulations, Rob, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's an honor and a pleasure.
Well, thank you for being here. You know, our state is, I don't think people realize just how big our state is for diversity of agricultural products, 300 commodities. And we export, we use everything we can in state. There is no shortage for the people of Michigan. There's commodities that are made for our animal, for our livestock, for other commodities, and there's what we export as well. And that's what you guys have done. This is a big money deal for our state. $3.53 billion in the latest year that's accounted for. So exports are huge, and you guys have been doing this now well for more than 40 years, right?
That is correct. It is. It's a big part of our market for Michigan, and we're excited to be named the Exporter of the Year.
Well, tell us what West Milling does, a little bit about your company, when you were established, and what you export, and how you get it from the producer, from the farms, to your various clients overseas.
Sure. You know, it's been... Star of the West Milling Company has been established in Frankenmuth since 1870, quite a long time and a great history. We started exported in the early 1970s. We are a privately held corporation, and we continue to expand over the years and in the future. Currently, we have five flour mills and 13 grain and bean elevator. Part of our major exports are dry edible beans, which includes blacks, navies, small reds. We also export edible soybeans in soft white and soft red winter wheat.
And what are some of the countries that, so you've got kind of a diverse grouping there. What are you, but primarily there with beans, but where are you sending these products?
Sure. It's not limited to, but Star's active export markets right now are Mexico, Japan, Italy, Canada, South Africa, Japan, Guatemala, Jamaica, South Korea, and Malta.
Well, you're ticking off the continents there.
Yes.
You're not just and you listed Canada first. Of course, you know, I think a lot of our listeners here to this show know that Canada is our great trading partner, and we do have that pretty free flow across the border in a lot of things, and that's great for both countries.
That is correct. Again, with the NAFTA with Canada and also with our southern partner, Mexico, we've been able to establish great relationships and partnerships.
So how do you come about getting chosen the Ag Exporter of the Year? Because there's a lot of great exporters in the state of Michigan, and only one is going to win. Is there a nomination process? Do you submit paperwork into the state with the Michigan Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, or in their international marketing program? Do they contact you? How does that work?
Sure. Basically, they have a application process at a given time during the year. You fill out that application form, fill in basically what your export sales growth was year on year. Mm-hmm. Then basically a committee reviews that, and then that committee will then decide who will be chosen as the Michigan Ag Exporter of the Year. They also might have some questions, wanting some further detail or whatever. But that is the process that we took this year.
So when you guys found out that you got it, was there excitement? Was there a bean party? Was there, are you guys trying, do parties have everything but beans? I mean, I don't know. What did you guys, what was the reaction?
It's a great honor. I believe that this award is a reflection of STAR's commitment to partnering with food producers and processors to provide quality flour, edible soybeans and dry bean products and services that we basically help feed the world. And again, this award is achieved by basically a commitment to maintaining a consistent open line with our customers, growers, employees, and our end users.
Yeah, and it's clear that Michigan is part of America's overall bread basket, and clearly the United States is still very much so with the rest of the world. Well, we appreciate you being on the show. We're speaking this morning with Rob Chandonnet, as vice president, specifically in charge of edible beans for the good folks up at Star of the West Milling Company. They have just been honored by the state of Michigan as the 2015 Michigan Agriculture Exporter of the Year. So they're helping to sell that Pure Michigan brand from farm through them to the tables around the globe. And it's an exciting time for you guys. And I can't imagine this will be bad for business.
Yes. And again, thank you. Also, I want to thank the Michigan Department of Agricultural and Rural Development.
Right.
Again, we appreciate the strong relationship and trust that we built over the years. And again, we thank them for the honor of choosing us as Michigan Ag Exporter of the Year.
All right. Rob Chandonnet, Vice President, Edible Bean Star of the West Milling Company. They are in Frankenmuth, which now beans are definitely on the list, not just sit-down chicken dinners and Christmas decorations and German culture. There's more to Frankenmuth than meets the eye, especially in the Department of Agriculture there as well. Rob, thanks for being on our show.
Thank you very much.
All right, more coming up here. It is the Morning Wake-Up, and this is 1320 WILS.